The Torah is the first five books of the Bible, Genesis through Deuteronomy. It's also the scroll and the word of God that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word came and dwelt among us. First, he came as a Word, as the Torah, and then he came as God's Son, Yeshua, and who fulfilled the Torah. He completed it. And so, when this word is lifted up, everyone should be standing, and when this word is laid down, you may sit down. But as it comes by, you may touch it with the corners of your garment, your tzitzit, and bring it to your lips, because it contains God's name, and also the respect that you show to God by kissing. And also you can use your Bible or your prayer book if you don't have tzitzit. And so today we're going to honor the bar mitzvah boy as we call him up to carry the Torah today. Ya'amod Shaul ben Avraham la Torah.
There is none like you among the gods, O Lord. There is nothing like your works. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns. The Lord has reigned. The Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. In kamokav Elohim Adonai ben kemasecha malchutcha malchut kol amim umem shaltecha bekol dor vador Adonai melech Adonai malach Adonai yimloch Leolam Ba'ed Adonai Oz Leamo Yiten Adonai Yavet Etamo Ba'shalom. When the ark would travel, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee from you. And from Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel. Vayehi ben so Aharon, vayomer Moshe, kum Adonai, ve'yapuzo yoveka, ve'yanusu mitzaneka, mipaneka, ki mizion teze Torah, ki mizion Teze Torah, Udevar Adonai, Mirushalayim, Baruch Shenatan, Torah, Torah, Baruch Shenatan, Torah, Torah, Le'amo Yisrael, Bigdo.
Barku et Adonai Hamvarak Baruch Atai Hamvarak Leolam Vaed Baruch Atai Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachabanu Mikol Hamim Venatan Lanu et Torato Baruch atah Adonai, noten haTorah. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, chose us from all peoples and gave us your Torah. Blessed are you who gives us the Torah. Amen.
Today's Torah reading is from the book of Exodus, the book of Shemot, chapter 11, verses 4 through 7.
Vayomer Moshe kol amar Adonai Chakazot halayla ani yotze batok mitzrayim Umeko bakor ba'eretz mitzrayim Mibakor paro hayoshev akiso bakor hashivka asher akar harachayim bakor bahemah vahayata saka ganola bakor eretz mitzrayim asher kamahu no niyata vakamoho lo titosif uko b'nei Yisrael lo yekera kelev lashono lameish v'abahemah laman tada'ohon asher Yafler Adonai Ben Mitzrayim Uven Yisrael.
Moses said, so said Hashem, at about midnight I shall go out into the midst of Egypt. Every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne to the firstborn of the maidservant who is behind the millstone and all the firstborn of beasts, there shall be a great outcry in the entire land of Egypt, but such as there never has been and such as there never shall be again. But against all the children of Israel, no dog shall wet its tongue against neither man nor beast, so that you shall know that Hashem will have differentiated between Egypt and Israel.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torah emet, v'chayolam natan b'kuchenu, baruch atah Adonai, noten ha-Torah. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave us your true instruction and planted everlasting life in our midst. Blessed are you who gives us the Torah. Amen.
Go sit down.
And this is the Torah that Moses placed before the children of Israel at the command of the Lord through Moses' hand. Bezot haTorah asher tzav Moshe lifnei bnei Israel al pi Adonai beyad Moshe. And the belt of truth around the word of truth, and the mantle that shields, and the breastplate of righteousness over the word of righteousness, and the crown, the helmet of salvation over the word of salvation, and the feet of the Torah, the one prepared to carry forth the word of the living God. In kamokav Elohim Adonai, ben kemasecha, malchutka, malchut kol amim, umemshaltecha, bekol dor vador, Adonai melech, Adonai malach, Adonai imlok leolam vaed, Adonai os leamo yitain, Adonai yavarech et amo v'shalom. V'yehi b'nso Aharon v'yomer Moshe, Kuma Adonai v'yafuzo yoyveka, Ve'anusu mesaneka mipaneha, ki mizion teze Torah, ki mizion teze Torah, udevar Adonai mirushalayim. Baruch Shenatan Torah, Torah. Baruch Shenatan Torah, Torah. Le'amo Yisrael, Igdo Shato.
He who blessed our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, may he bless Shaul ben Avraham, who has come up to honor God and the Torah. May the Holy One bless him and his family.
Yes.
And send blessing and prosperity on all the work of his hands. Amen.
Amen.
Today's reading from the Haftorah is to be done by the Bar Mitzvah boy. And it's contained in Jeremiah, chapter 46, verses 13 through 28. He will chant it in Hebrew and then in English.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who shows good prophets, delighting in their words which were spoken truthfully. Blessed are you, O Lord, who chose the Torah, your servant Moses, your people Israel, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Amen.
Hadavar asher diber Adonai el Yirmiyahu hanavi lavo Nebuchadrezzar melech bavel lehakot et eretz Mitzrayim hagidu veMitzrayim veHashmiu veMigdol veHashmiu veNof uftak pankez imru Kit Yatsev, Valken Lak, Ki Akela Kerev, Tsevi Veka, Madua Niskaf Abireka, Lo Amad Ki Adonai Hadafo, Hirba Koshel, Gamnafal, Ish Ereu, Vayomeru Kuma. Venashuva elamenu, veleretz mulatenu, mipene kerev hayona, karu sham, paror melek mitzraim, shaon hevir hamoed, kayani neum hamelek, adonai tsevaot, shemo, ki kitavor beharim, uke carmel, Bayam yavo, kalei gola asilak yoshevet bat mitzrayim kenof leshamatiye veniteta men yoshev engla yefefia mitzrayim keretz mitzafon bava gam sekriye kavikir ba keengle marbek. Ki game mahifnu nasu yaktav lo amadu ki yomedam ba aleem et pekudatam kola kanakash yelek ki vikayil yeleku ufkardomo ba ula kikotave et sim karatu yara neum adonai Ki lo yevka ker ki rabu mearbe vein lahem mispar hovisha bat mitzrayim netena pead amsafo amar Adonai tsevaot Elohe Israel hinani foked elamo mino Ve'al paror, ve'al mitzrayim, ve'al eloheha, ve'al melateka, ve'al paror, ve'al habel tekim bo. Untatim, be'ad mevakshei nafsham, uv'yad Nebuchadrezzar melech bavel, uv'yad avadav, ve'akareken. Tishko ki mekedem ne'um Adonai. Ve'ata al tira avdi Yaakov ve'al teka Yisrael ki hinani moshiaka merakok ve'et zaraka me'eretz shivyam ve'shav Yaakov Veshakat Veshana Fein Makarid Ata Altira Avdi Yaakov Neum Adonai Ki Iteka Ani Ki Ese kala bekol hagoyim asher hidakti kashama veltika lo ese kala vayir satika lamishpat venake lo anake ka. The word that Hashem spoke to Jeremiah the prophet that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, would come to strike the land of Egypt. Proclaim in Egypt, make it heard in Migdol, make it heard in Naph and Tahpanhes. Say, stand erect and prepare yourself, for the sword will devour all your surroundings. Why are all your warriors swept away? None could stand because Hashem thrust him down. He caused much stumbling indeed. Each man fell against his fellow, and they said, arise, and let us return to our own people and to the land of our birth from before the sword of the oppressor. The Chaldeans called out there, Pharaoh, the blustery king of Egypt, has let the appointed time pass go by. As I live, the word of the king whose name is Hashem, master of legions, I swear that like Tabor among the mountains and Carmel by the sea, so shall Nebuchadnezzar come. Make yourself geared for exile, O daughter who dwells in Egypt, for Noph will be desolation and a wasteland without an inhabitant. Egypt is a beautiful calf, but a slaughter from the north is surely coming. Even its mercenaries within it are like fattened calves, for they too have turned and fled together. They did not stand, for the day their tragedy had come upon them, the time of their accounting. Egypt's voice will travel like a snake's. For the Babylonians will come against them with an army. They arrive against her with axes like woodcutters. They will cut down her forest, the word of Hashem, for they are beyond calculation, for they are more numerous than locusts, and there is no number for them. The daughter of Egypt shall be humiliated, delivered into the hand of the northern people. Hashem, master of legions, God of Israel, said, behold, I am attending to Amon of No, to Pharaoh, to Egypt, and its gods and its kings, and to Pharaoh and those who trust in him. And I shall deliver them into the hands of those who seek their souls, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylonia, and into the hands of his servants. But thereafter you shall have rest, as in the days of old, the word of Hashem. But as for you, do not be afraid, my servant Jacob, and do not be frightened, O Israel. For behold, I am saving you from afar, and your offspring from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and be tranquil and complacent, and none will make him afraid. You do not be afraid, my servant Jacob, the word of Hashem, for I am with you, though I shall make an end of all nations where I have dispersed you, but of you I shall not make an end. I shall punish you with justice, but I shall not destroy you utterly. Hallelujah. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, Rock of ages, righteous in all generations, the faithful God who speaks and performs, who declares and establishes, whose words are entirely truth and righteousness.
In the past, God spoke to our fathers through the prophets at many times in various ways, but now in the end of days, he has spoken to us by the Messiah, his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. The sun is the full radiance of God's glory and the flawless manifestation of his reality. He sustains all things by his powerful word. After he made atonement for sins, he sat down in the place of authority beside the majesty in heaven. Today's reading from the Brit Chadashah, the renewed covenant, is from the book of Romayim, Romans chapter 12, Hallelujah. Verses 1 through 8.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us Messiah Yeshua and the words of the renewed covenant. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the renewed covenant. Amen. I exhort you, therefore, brothers, in the view of God's mercies, to offer yourselves as a sacrifice, yes, living and set apart for God. This will please him. It is the logical temple worship for you. In other words, do not let yourselves be conformed to the standards of the Olam Hazeh. Instead, keep letting yourselves be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you will know that God wants and will, so you'll know what God wants and will agree that what he wants is good, satisfying, and able to succeed. For I am telling every single one of you throughout the through the grace that has been given to you not to have exaggerated ideas about your own importance. Instead, develop a sober estimate of yourself based on the standard which God has given to each of you, namely trust. For just as there are many parts that compose one body, but the parts aren't all that have the same function, so there are many of us. And in union with the Messiah, we comprise one body, with each of us belonging to the others. But we have gifts that differ and which are meant to be used according to the grace that has been given to us. If your gift is prophecy, then use it to the extent of your trust. If it is serving, then use it to serve. If you are a teacher, use your gift in teaching. If you are a counselor, use your gift to comfort and exhort. If you are someone who gives, do it simply and generously. If you are in a position of leadership, lead with diligence and zeal. If you are one who acts of mercy, do them cheerfully. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave us the word of truth and planted among us life eternal. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the renewed covenant.
Paul has one more requirement to do. I don't do the sermon today because Paul's going to get to do a teaching on his portion that he read to you. And so, Paul, are you ready? This is your last moment of having to do anything, and then you'll be done.
In honor of the Nebraska football team moving to the Big Ten, the parish I did was Bo. To understand this parish, we need to know a little bit about the history of what was going on at the time. Egypt was the biggest and most powerful civilization in the known world at the time. And Babylon was unknown, they were new, and no one knew what they were capable of. And Jeremiah, which the book is named after, was known as the prophet to the nations. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, it says, "Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, 'Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.'" Verses 13 and 17, it says, "This is the message which the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet about the coming of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to smite the land of Egypt. Declare in Egypt and proclaim in Migdol, proclaim also in Memphis and in Tahpanhes. Say, take your stand and get yourself ready, for the sword has devoured those around you. Why have your mighty ones become prostrate? They do not stand because the Lord has thrust them down. They have repeatedly stumbled. Indeed, they have fallen against one another. Then they said, 'Get up and let us go back to our own land, into our own people, away from the sword of our oppressor.' They cried there, 'Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a big noise. He has let the appointed time pass by.'" In this section, it mentions three cities, Migdol, Memphis, and Tahpanhes. Migdol was a fortress city, so they had their armies, walls, all there. It was really hard to get into. Memphis was the Egyptian capital, and Tahpanhes was the royal city of commerce and a fortress. Egypt is running away. They see Egypt is coming. They drop their weapons and run, like in Gideon. He had 300 men against thousands. And Babylon, the Midianites thought there were many, many soldiers. They dropped their weapons and ran. Egypt, it's all flash. They're not big and strong enough to take on Babylon. They know they're going to lose if they were to fight them. In verses 18 to 24, it says, "As I live, declares the king whose name is the Lord of hosts, surely one shall come who looms up like Tabor and Carmel among the mountains. Make your baggage ready for exile, O daughter dwelling in Egypt, for Memphis will become a desolation, and it will be even be burned down and bereft of inhabitants. It will even be, Egypt is a pretty heifer, but a horsefly is coming from the north. It is coming. Also her mercenaries in her midst are like fattened calves, for even they too have turned back and fled away together. They did not stand their ground, for the day of their calamity has come upon them, for the time of their punishment. Its sound moves along like a serpent, for they move on like an army, and they come to her as woodcutters with axes. They have cut down her forest, declares the Lord. Surely it will be no more found, even though they are now more numerous than the locusts and are without number. The daughter of Egypt has been put to shame, given over to the power of the people of the north. And here it mentions Mount Carmel and Tabor. They were the biggest mountains in Israel. If you were anywhere near them, you'd be able to see them looming up over everything else. It says the daughter of Egypt needs to prepare for living in exile. It doesn't mean just daughters. It means everyone who's associated with Egypt. And because their cities are going to be crushed. They're going to be burned down in ruins. It calls Babylon a horsefly and Egypt a heifer. When I first read that, I thought, well, that's dumb. That makes Babylon look all small and weak. And then I thought about it some more. When a horsefly comes in and starts bugging you, what can you do to it? Nothing. You can make a lot of noise. You can swat at it. But there's nothing you could do. One time, I was with some friends, and we were sitting down to eat some food, and this horsefly came in, just and we made a lot of noise. We swatted at it, but we couldn't do anything, so we just moved and ate somewhere else. It says the mercenaries of Egypt are going to run, go back to their own land, because they can choose between their life and the money that Egypt pays them to fight. So they're going to choose to run away, go back to their own country. It says Babylon is coming as woodcutters with axes and that they're going to take their forests. Forests are seen as a sign of wealth and of power. You make everything from wood. You make your houses, boats, bridges, everything. And it says Babylon is more numerous than locusts. Locusts, they used to come in huge swarms like clouds. And locusts are only like that big. And there's an army of people who are more than them. It's a massive army. Verse 25 and 26, it says, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, behold, I'm going to punish Amon of Thebes and Pharaoh and Egypt, along with her gods and her kings, even Pharaoh and those who trust in him. I shall give them over to the power of those who are seeking their lives, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his officers. Afterwards, however, it will be inhabited as in the days of old, declares the Lord. God is going to judge Egypt's leaders, and he's going to use Babylon as a tool to do it. Pharaoh was seen as a god by his people. But after this is all done, they're going to see him as a person, and that's all he will be seen as. But Egypt will be inhabited later after they have been judged. They will not be totally crushed. I mean, even now, Egypt exists. Verses 27 and 28, it says, but as for you, O Jacob, my servant, do not fear, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For see, I'm going to save you from afar, and your descendants from the land of their captivity. And Jacob will return and be undisturbed. O Jacob, my servant, do not fear, declares the Lord, for I am with you, for I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you. Yet I will not make a full end of you, but I will correct you properly, and by no means leave you unpunished. From the book of Daniel, we know Babylon reigns, and that Israel is their captive like they were for Egypt. But it also says they're going to be delivered and be free again. It says Jacob will come back and be new. It doesn't mean Jacob, the person, is going to come back. Jacob's like other name was Israel. So when it says that, it means Israel. It's like when it says the daughter of Egypt. In 1 Peter, it's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, it says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of your darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Israel is called to minister to the world and do his will. It's like when Yeshua taught his disciples. When he first met them, they were totally ordinary people with no experience ministering to people. But after time, they got better at it. Through every situation, they learned. It's like when you refine gold, you start with this hunk of gold that's not pure, and then you melt it down, scrape off the impurities, and it gets pure each time you do that. So after time, you're left with more and more pure gold. That's what God is doing with Israel. He's making them better. That's what he's doing here. It's another situation to make them a better people. Overall, God cares about the whole world, not just Israel or not just us. He like helps all of us to be better, to get better, so that we may minister to people. Like if you're having some tough times in your life, you don't think it just, oh, life is horrible. You can think of it as, maybe this is God trying to do something in my life. And you can like pray a prayer. I pray that you can help me see what you're doing in my life and that I can take what you're doing and use it to be a better person.
Stay here. You're not going anywhere now.
All right.
And so I can't call him a bar mitzvah boy anymore. He's a man. He's a man. You know, there's nowhere in the Bible except in the New Testament where there's a Jewish boy who goes and does a bar mitzvah. His name is Yeshua, Jesus. He's the only one in the whole Bible that does a bar mitzvah. He goes to the temple and he's questioned by the rabbis at the age of 12. Well, in our modern tradition, we bar mitzvah boys at the age of 13 and girls at the age of 12. They're called bat mitzvah. Bar mitzvah means son of the commandment, or bat is daughter of the commandment. And so you are now a son of the commandment. You've been bar mitzvah. And in Deuteronomy 6, it says your father is responsible for educating you. Well, he no longer is in your case. But I'm sure he still has things he wants to say to you.
Probably.
So don't take every... And your mom is going to think of you as a child still.
Yeah.
She'll still expect you to clean your room and things like that. Right?
Yeah.
So don't think that you can, you know, get into your Corvette and drive away now.
Not yet,
because you don't have a Corvette.
No.
Yeah. Your father has a presentation for you, and then I have some things for you, so...
Now, some of you out there are saying, okay, what was that all about? About 10 years ago, Paul's grandfather died in a car crash. And we went down to the funeral, and we planned the funeral. I sang all the songs at the funeral, which was an adventure for the church secretary, trying to put Hebrew words and transliteration and all the little squiggly lines on Microsoft Word. Well, guess spell check won't work on this one. And Karen's parents had just barely started going to a Messianic congregation in Kansas City. And I had encouraged him to go ahead and order a tallit. He had ordered that tallit. That tallit showed up in the mail. It was in the mailbox when we came home from the funeral. So Paul was wearing my tallit because that connects him with his grandfather. Our faith, most hopefully, is passed from generation to generation, hopefully directly. We have done that, and we're going to keep pouring into you so that you can be everything that God wants you to be. And Peter and Carl, you'll have the same chance when it comes your time. Peter, you will be next. But so I was also able to pass his tallit from father to son because I wore it before he did. So.
Paul, here. We're just getting started. When you're bar mitzvah, we have some affirmations I'd like to read and present you with these affirmations for bar mitzvah. And so this is the day of your bar mitzvah. It is your rite of passage into full-fledged God-obeying adulthood. You have successfully outgrown the early childhood stages of your development and now take your rightful place among the elders and adults of our congregational family. You can become a member now on your own, you know. We welcome you into our midst as an equal and embrace you to our hearts as a precious treasure and a great hope for our future. I want you to know that we are very proud and excited about the way you have developed to this point. You are doing a wonderful job of making the transition from childhood to mature adulthood. We can see that you have what it takes to be a wonderful, mature man of God. Hashem, may his name be praised, has equipped you with everything you need to continue to grow, to learn, develop, and be ever fruitful to his glory. Serve him always, dear son, and so that you may prosper and be blessed. We see that you have a bright future, not because everything will turn out your way, but because you have been chosen by Hashem to be his eternal blood covenant friend, son, and heir. You are chosen to abide with Hashem under the shadow of his wings. He has made of you a burning bush in the desert of this world. You are filled with the glory of his perfect presence, his eternal living word, and his everlasting love. Grace and shalom are your birthright, your blessing, and your inheritance forever. As members and representatives of the family of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we proclaim you to be one of our own. We receive and commission you to enter into Hashem's covenant and Torah instruction with us. Live out your covenant with Hashem in total faithfulness. We commission you to preserve and protect it no matter what it costs you. We entrust the covenant and its Torah instruction to you, and that you may faithfully, diligently demonstrate, teach, impart, and entrust it to your children and to your children's children. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, abides within you as in a living temple. He empowers you to be the image and likeness of Yeshua HaMashiach. He empowers you to be loving instead of selfish, wise instead of foolish, and successful and productive instead of failure-prone and sterile. We, the members of Hashem's covenant Mishpucha, bless you in his name. We receive you into our hearts as an equal and as a gift and a treasure from Hashem. We look to you to share your gifts, talents, and wisdom with us in the days to come. May Hashem continue to reveal himself to you that he may forever reveal himself in you and through you. May he always be free to reveal himself to us and to the world around you through your past, present, and future, through your spirit, through your soul and body, and every thought, word, and deed. In the name of Hashem, we commission you to be a vessel in the hands of the Ruach HaKodesh. We entrust you with the responsibility to release his light and darkness and to be his salt amid the world's corruption. May you embody his freedom amid bondage and his love, triumph, and holiness amid selfishness, fear, and destruction. And as the covenant Mishpocha of Adonai, we now include you in the covenant promises he made to Abraham, Avinu, and to his unborn descendants. He said, go for yourself from your land, from the relatives, and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and to him who curses you, I will curse. And all the families of the earth shall bless themselves by you. Amen. And so we present these affirmations to you, along with a certificate of your bar mitzvah. It's a beautiful certificate of bar mitzvah to Paul Shack on this day, 3rd of Shavuot, 5771, signed by myself and the cantor. And we also have a gift for you, your very own Tanakh, stone edition. And I wrote something in there for you. The Aaronic benediction and many blessings to you on this, your day of bar mitzvah. God bless you.